This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. We're learning Chafetz Chaim Yoimi. Today's limud is for Shabbos. It should be Zchus for Shemah for Sham Yisrael ben Sarah Gittel. We're up to Lav Gimel. Va'oiver Nami Hamasaper b'madach siv. The speaker is over on the pasuk. Yishamer b'nega hatzaras lishmar ma'od v'lasis. Be careful in the plague of Taras to guard it and to perform. Upersho b'sifra. It's explained in the sifra. Demasha kasva toira lishmar ma'od. That which the Torah writes to guard it very much. Hakavana. It means shalay lishkayach milizar milashen hara. Don't forget. From being careful from Lashon Hara, Shaloi Tavei Alecha Hatzaras Ayidei Sipur Hazeh, so that you don't come to Tzaras through this conversation. So, the Chafetz Chaim says the lav of be careful, the nega of Tzaras, Lishmar Ma'oid, is referring to being careful not to speak Lashon Hara. This Sifra is quoted by the Ramban in Parshas Kiseitzei, on the pasuk Zachar Es Asher Asa Hashem Lekach LeMiriam, that it's not enough in your heart, because Hishamer is already Shmira Belev. Zachar Shetehe Shoina Bepicha. Meaning, simply the lav is not to cut off a nega tzaras. But the Ramban says another way to read it is Mi nega hatzaras. Meaning, be careful not to come to tzaras. How is one careful not to come to Tzaras? By being careful not to speak Lashon Hara. Even though you could say, it's not a Lav Gomor, it's a Riboy. But the Lav is coming to tell me you're not to cut off a Baheres. But nevertheless, it's for sure at least a Din de Oraisa. Now, you might ask, but that's not relevant, Bezman Hazeh, because we don't get Tzaras nowadays. So is this lav still applicable? Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Shmiras Halashon that from the Medrash, Hishamar Benega HaTzaras, from Tzaras, there is Tzaras HaNefesh, and sometimes it could bring to Anios. So therefore, this lav is still applicable, Bezman Hazeh. Now, this lav, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Ber Maim Chaim, includes even Rechilos. For Rechilos also brings to Tzaras, like it's Muchach in the Gemara in Erechin. We also find Doeg was punished with Tzaras, and Doeg was a Roichel, not a Baal Lashon Hara. Also, this includes, so it includes Lashon Hara, Rechilos, it includes MS and Sheker, for sure on MS, because the Gemara says three people said the truth and one of them was Doeg. And we see Doeg, therefore, got Tzaras, even though he said MS. And it includes Shaloi Befanov, because it's referring to Miriam, and Miriam spoke Shaloi Befanov. However, the Chafetz Chaim in the Makar HaChaim only said it refers to the Mesaper. The Mekabel, he is Mesupuk in the Ber Maim Chaim, whether this lav applies to a Mekabel. Okay, Siv Dalet. Va'iver nami ha-mesaper va-mekabel b'lav de'lifnei iver lo'isitein mechsha. The speaker or the recipient is oiver before a blind person, do not place a stumbling block, which does not refer to putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Rather, what it refers to is not causing someone else to sin. So as we're going to see, the speaker, it definitely causes the recipient to sin. Because without the speaker, the recipient would have nothing to hear. The recipient does not necessarily cause the speaker to sin, only the first listener. But people who join the conversation, since the speaker would have spoken without him, the recipient, in other words, listener number one is Oivar on Lifnei Iver. Listener two and three, not necessarily. See, the Chafetz Chaim continues. Ki kol echa noisin michshol lifnei chaver. Each one places a stumbling block before his friend. Sheyavar alavin hamefayrashin b'Torah, to violate negative prohibitions in the Torah. Ach yesh chiluk bein hamesaper v'hamekabel b'zeh. There is a distinction between the speaker and the recipient. Namely, the hamesaper over belavze, the speaker is over this lav. Bein im hashoymim rabim aymuatim, whether the listeners are many or few. V'adarabba, just the opposite. The more listeners there are, the greater is the speaker's sin of Lifnei Iver, because he is causing more people to sin. V'adarabba, koshis rabu hashoymim. The more listeners there are, the more people he's causing to stumble. Yisraba olav alav zeh, this lav becomes greater. Ki unoisin mechshol lifnei kama anoshim. He is placing a stumbling block before more people. So the speaker is oiver lifnei iver, whether there are one listener, whether there's one listener or 100 listeners. Adarab, if there's 100 listeners, he's causing 100 people to stumble. Lechein hamakabel, not so the recipient. Efshir it could be, de enoi oiver b'lav zeh, he's not over this lav. The listener is only over if he's the only one listening now to the Lashon Hara or the Rechilas. And if the recipient would have walked away, he would have no one to say the Lashon Hara to. But if one of the listeners, if he would walk away, there would still be someone for the speaker to say it to. F sure it could be that in oiver hashemei alav zeh, the listener is not oiver. Ki em alavin achirim hamafayrashim b'psicha zu, only on other lavin that are enumerated in this psicha. Ayin b'bar mayim chayim. So now, what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is, the listener is only oiver causing someone to stumble if he's needed to be a listener. But if there would be other listeners without him, maybe he's not causing the speaker to speak. But v'cholze and ba'achar haschalas hasibar, that's only if the listener came after the story began. But if he was the first listener, so he caused the speaker to start this whole thing going, avala rishon shehischa l'saper l'fanav, but the first one who began the whole process, in other words, the first listener that the speaker began to speak to, even though more people came to listen, he's definitely over in all situations. Again, whether it's MS or Sheker, whether it's Lashon Hara or Chilos, whether it's Befanov, Shloi Befanov, and both the speaker and the listener, because through him the Isser began. So what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is the speaker always is causing the listener to stumble. The listener is not always causing the speaker to stumble, especially if there are other listeners. But if he was the first listener, he would be over lifnei iver leisitei mechshol. The Chafetz Chaim does imply that perhaps, though, a tack-on listener is causing the speaker to stumble. Why? I would say because listener number 10 is causing the speaker to violate a bigger avera. Had listener number 10 not come, then this speaker would have only been speaking Lashon Hara to 9 people. Now his avera is magnified, and it's caused by this tack-on listener. On the other hand, it's not so clear, because there is a ritva that says you're not over lifnei iver. If somebody would be sinning anyway, you're just causing him to sin worse. So the first listener definitely is over lifnei iver. Add-on listeners, maybe not. The al kapanim, nevertheless, sarach li zar ma'oid mechaburus ka'ila. Even if there are listeners without you, you need to avoid these types of gatherings, like the plague, shaloi leishev imahem, not to sit with them, even if the speaker would have an audience without you. Ki lamala, because upstairs, kulam nechtavin b'shem chavuras resha. Everyone who participates is inscribed as an evil group. Ki kenisa, we find b'tzavas, Rabbi Lezer Agado, and the tzava, Rabbi Lezer Agado, shetziva l'horkenes b'nai, who commanded his son Horkenes, v'zal l'shoinai. B'ni, my son, al teishev, do not sit, b'chaburois ha'imrim g'nai mechavreim, in groups that speak disparagingly on their friend. Ki kishadvarim oylem lamala, because when these words go up, b'sefer nechtavin, they're written in a book, v'chal ha'imrim sham, anyone who is standing there, nechtavin v'shem chaburas resha, is inscribed in the ledger of an evil group. In other words, you want to avoid like the plague being among those who speak Lashon Hara, even if you're not the first listener, and even if you're not Oyver Lifnei Iver, but you do not want to be inscribed as part of that group. Otherwise, there's a record that you were among the Balei HaLashon Hara, and it's a stain that a person wants to avoid. Okay? Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.